96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. And we all know of someone who has come back home after spending some time behind bars. As a matter of fact, you may be returning home after spending some time incarcerated. And readjusting is hard enough. But what about starting over with a new job and a new life? How do they do that? And what are the first steps? Well, tonight we have help for them. The Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation is reaching out with what it calls Reentry Month. There are events and assistance for returning citizens looking for jobs, careers, and a new lease on life. My guests tonight are Jim Coleman, President and CEO of the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation, and Walter Simmons, Director of the Workforce Services Division for the EDC. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Jim, Walter, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Earl, thanks for having us on.
Okay.
Thank you.
And also, before we get started, you know, for those interested in what you're doing, it really starts getting underway this weekend. So you need to get ready.
You got it. Absolutely.
You need to get ready. If you're listening right now, you know, pay attention so that you can have all of your ducks in a row when this weekend comes up and beyond. So give me an overview, Jim, of what you're trying to do.
Well, Harold, first of all, thanks a lot for having us on. This is a very important topic. It affects a lot of families and a lot of our residents. What we're going to be doing this weekend on Saturday, we're going to be having at Reed Temple, along with their prison ministry, we're partnering with them to have Expungement Day. And that's where we're going to have about 30 or 40 lawyers that will be there. They're doing it pro bono. It doesn't cost you a dime. If you got a family member or cousin or friend that has had a criminal record or they have it, please get them to come out so they can learn about how they can potentially get some of the eligible offenses to get it expunged. And what that means is having it removed from your record. Oftentimes, that's a major barrier in allowing anyone to be able to get a good job. And so that's the first step. We'll also have our team there, Walter Simmons and I, and along with our team, we'll be there to talk about career readiness and a host of other services that we can offer you to help you to get a job. So this coming Saturday, it's going to take place from 8 a.m. all the way up to 3 p.m. at Reed Temple, and we're looking forward to having everyone to come out.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, next week, starting on Monday through Thursday of next week at our headquarters office in Largo, Maryland, we're going to have our entire team, Walter and his whole staff, will be there to help you with career readiness. That means getting your resume prepared, finding out exactly what your background is as far as your skills and your experience, and helping you to identify the right kind of job that's available for you. We've got about 25,000 jobs that are available right now in the market. So we want to make sure that we match make our residents who are returning with the right job. So stop by our office. We'll sit down, have our career counselors to work with you on your specific plan on how you can best get a good job in the market. Then the finale of this whole effort is going to take place on next Friday. That's March the 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's again going to take place at our office at 1801 McCormick Drive in Largo, Maryland, where we're going to have about 20 great employers that are going to be out there. They already know that the residents that are going to be coming out for those jobs, they already know that you have a criminal record. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be shy. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to. It's fully transparent. And so we're inviting our residents who are returning to come to that job fair. But you first need to stop our office sometime between Monday or through Thursday of next week to get ready for that big job fair, because we want you to get jobs. They've got jobs. They're ready to hire. If you're ready and prepared and you do your homework, you've got a great resume and you work with our career counselors, it's going to give you a good chance of being able to get a good job next Friday.
Walter, when you have a returning citizen coming back into the workforce, what is the job 101 speech that you have for them? What is it that they need to know to be able to put their best foot forward to make sure they can get the job that they are applying for?
The first thing we're going to do is let them know that we're a support system. you have somebody that, that has your back. Once you establish that rapport and let them know that we're here to help you, we let them know, hey, what you did in the past, that's over with. Now move forward. Don't let your past, you know, dictate your future. Then we start planning out what's your job search. What do you want to do? What are your skills? People don't realize when you're incarcerated, they work inside the jail. They receive training. And when they get out, they don't forget about all that. They say, I haven't done anything in 10 years. So first we look at, what are your skills? What do you want to do? What are your goals? What is your support system? And then we start mapping out their job search based on their skills. Hey, these are the routes you need to go. These are the industries, construction trades, food and beverage, you know, a lot of professional services, mechanic, janitorial services. They're hiring right now. Let's start mapping out and take your first step. Let's not look down the road and say, I want to get a house and I need to get this. Let's look at what you're going to do next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Let's look at how many jobs you're going to apply for this week. And we put them on milestones and steps to move forward one step at a time, knowing that you got a support system, you got a plan, and we're here to walk you through it until you can land that job.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about a new start, a new job for returning citizens. Several events coming up in Prince George's County with connected to the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. Let's go to the phone lines if you have a question or a comment. Evan, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing? My name is Evans Ray.
Okay.
I was incarcerated for 12 years and some change. I came home August the 11th. Obama commuted my sentence. I had life plus 10 years.
Okay.
I'm a Maryland resident. I have a job in the district with a community outreach company. It's a nonprofit organization. But what does a guy like me who's been gone almost 13 years, has four kids, ages 18, 19, 16, and 14, how do I find a job where I can receive benefits? I have my job. I love my job, but there's just no benefits involved.
Walter, you want to share?
Well, definitely. We just gave you today, brother. March 31st, Friday, the job fair. You know, we have over 20 different businesses, full-time, with benefit positions that are hiring. You need to come out there. You need to stop by the Prince George's One-Stop Career Center, 1801 McCormick Drive, so that we can check your resume, get your interview skills, ensure that you can talk to these employees what you have and come out there. You know, as Jim stated, there's only 25,000 jobs in the market.
Just 25,000.
That's something, Harold.
Yeah.
That's something.
So
yeah.
There's jobs out there, brother. You just have to connect with it, be vocal. We talked with a lot of people this week, and it's the act of actually going out and searching for a job. They're out there. And there's a lot of positions available. So come through the One Stop. Get ready. We'll have your resumes printed. We have over 7 different resource providers that are going to help you from Monday through Thursday to prepare you for that job interview. So, Evan, when I see you on Friday, and I'm speaking into existence, I'm going to say, when I see you, I want you to come shake my hand, and let's get ready for these interviews.
That's no problem. I most definitely will. And I'm real big on reentry.
Okay.
Reaching back and helping the other brothers and sisters that have come home that don't have nobody. I came home to a family. A lot of guys and women don't have that.
Exactly right, Evan.
Well, Evan, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Before I let you continue, Jim, let's put out some information so that people who are looking online, for example, I'm assuming you can find this on pgcedc.com.
That is correct. pgcedc.com.
Go to the events tab. You'll see it right there.
Okay. Again, pgcedc.com.
To make sure that's good and clear, that's Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation.com. So that's PGCEDC.com.
And of course, the location of the office is 1801 McCormick Drive, Suite 140 in Largo. And that event on Saturday is at Reed Temple?
That is going to be at Reed Temple on Saturday.
Okay. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Anthony calling from Largo. Hey, Anthony, how are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
I've been home for a while now, and I work. I do have a job, but I'm looking for a better job. I've been working there in the safety for like 5 years, but I just like, I'm grateful, but I still want another job, because at my age, it's kind of, what would I say?
How old are you?
I'm 54.
54. Okay. Talk to me a little bit, or talk to Anthony a little bit about some of the challenges for those returning citizens who aren't obviously as young as they were when they went in, and some of the things that they need to know when they're looking for new jobs or better jobs.
Well, you know, the number one thing, Harold, that employers ask us for when they say, you know what we're looking for? We're looking for aptitude. We're looking for aptitude, and we're looking for attitude. So what the brother on the phone saying that you've been working consistently means you have the ability and skills to come to work. You might need to come check out and look at the free training opportunities. We have grants available, $4,000 to $5,000, to send you to training at a local community college or training institution to upgrade your skills to prepare you for that next level job. But the fact that you have a solid work history, you're showing up every day, you fought half the battle. The next step is assessing your skills, looking at how to upgrade your skills for free, and then move on to that next level. And that's something that the Prince George's County One Stop, we offer. We assess you. We can introduce you to what training programs we have. And again, $4,000 to $5,000 in grant programs to help you get free access to training. We'll pay for your tuition, your books, your school supplies, your exams. If you need if you can't get there, we have transportation assistance to get you to and from where you need to go. And there's weekend and night opportunities so that you can go to work, go home, study, or go on weekends. There's a CDL class that's a weekend CDL class. So in a matter of weeks, you can get your CDL certification and get on track to one of those $50,000, $60,000 annual jobs and have you moving on down the road.
Okay. We got child care. We can cover child care on top of that. We've got child care, but I'll tell you, Walter, you hit it right on. He's got a job already.
Mm-hmm.
And by having that job, you already have a good job, you know, track record. It's easier in this economy to get another better job if you already have a job. So, brother, you've got a lot to be proud of. You need to be there on Friday. We're bringing the employers to you on next Friday. This is not something that
next
you have to
Friday.
Sign up on. It's next Friday, March 31st. You want to be at our Largo Center, and that's where we're going to be able to bring 20 employers out there that are going to have jobs. But I would recommend stopping by our one-stop center sometime between Monday and Thursday to get yourself ready. You already have a job. One thing that Walter just said is that you want to really consider is we get about $8 million a year. Walter fights like crazy to get us the grants. We've got about $8 million that we spend from the Labor Department on workforce training. We use that money in a host of areas. Transportation, helping to get a job if you want to be driving a truck. The beauty of that is within 4 weeks you can graduate. You step into a job where you're making $50,000 to $60,000 a year with benefits. You do that for a year or two, all of a sudden we can help you to finance yourself in getting a tractor trailer. You get that tractor, now you make it $250,000. We've seen brothers where they've gone from driving a truck, owning a truck. 10 years later, they've got a fleet and they're multimillionaires.
Well, thank you so much, Anthony, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about job opportunities, training opportunities, record expungement opportunities for returning citizens, those who are coming back home after spending some time behind bars, having paid their debt to society. A lot of information tonight, so please give us a call if you have questions or if you have comments. Anything that you need to know about this, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Susie real quick. What's on your mind, Susie?
Hi. I'm calling in reference to a family member.
Mm-hmm.
He's a felon and still on probation. Would you all be able to do anything for him?
Oh, yeah. If you're on probation, you're looking for employment, there's positions available.
Okay.
So. And you know what, Susie, the great thing is that we want to make sure that we help your family member to be able to go after the jobs that are in big demand. If you go after the jobs that are in big demand, like transportation, where you're going to be trained to be able to drive a truck or a bus, or if you get into the trades, whether it's plumbing as an apprentice, electrician, HVAC, those are hot areas, or even IT. We've got training for all of these key areas. So getting focused in those areas, auto mechanics, that's hot. Oftentimes, the employers, because of the demand in those jobs, they don't care about this the past record. They care about your long-term attitude and your commitment to making sure that you've got a life that you want to have in the future.
All right. Thank you so much, Susie, and certainly good luck for your relative. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about new jobs, new careers, a new life for returning citizens. So please, if you're on the phone, Christian in D.C., Daniel in Lanham, Christopher in D.C., please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.